Perishim Igadol Hamadorim. Rava says, no, even the one that's Meiko the Chomim, even Tanakama, even Rameya, that says, even on Chaim you could do it, only if it's a Zohar. Well, the Zohar can't have kids. Marshenkin, and the cave is also Meida. If the animal on a cow, you can't be Mechalom Peris Maisheshemi onto a cow. Or else Peris Shrias onto a cow. Because we're afraid maybe you leave over the cow in order to have more kids from it, and then we're you're not doing the mitzvah of giving it. Now, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says like this. Omer Ravashi mach loikis. Ravashi says the Reb Lezer Reb Yechanan. This here is a riot to Reb Yechanan over here. Because here it just says, Echad perish shvi zechem hasheni mischalun al behema. Here it doesn't say, Loshen, that you're buying it. It doesn't say you buy the animal. It just says you're mischalun. You take your perish shvi, so you take your maise sheni, and you say, you want the kedusha from this maise sheni to go on to the animal. That's called chilul. There's no buying. You're not selling here. That's the right to Rabbi Yochanan. That even by being mischalul, perish shvius also, the kedusha goes off the perish shvius and goes on to the, doesn't go off it. The original peri remains kedusha, but the kedusha goes on to the other fruits also, onto the animal also. The Omer Rav Ashi, machlokes for pre-rishon. Where is the machlokes from Reb Lezer and Reb Yochanan? Depending how could you be mechal, how could you make the money kodesh? Is it only derech nekech if you buy it? Or else derech hilul, that's only upon the first pre. In other words, the original apple that grew on Shemitah, that has kedusha shvius, that's the machlokes. Avo bepri sheni, like we just got finished saying, let's say this first apple, you traded it in and bought wine. So now, both the apple and the wine have kedusha. So peri sheni means the wine. When you have the wine now that has kedusha shvius, tivri hakli, everybody holds. Bein derech nekech, bein derech hilul. By the peri sheni, everybody, even Reb Lezer's Maida, you could be mechalal, take off the kedusha on the wine by being mechalad. Just saying, I want the kedusha to go off the wine and go on to something else. Why? Behodik Tony lokach lokach. I was to say lokach twice. I did the Tony reisha lokach. Tony nami sefer lokach. It says in the sefer also lokach. Rashi lokach lokach bekuloi. Bein be pri rishon, bein be dom of the Tony lokach bosl yain. Lokach Tony chilu bosl yain. But the kasher on this first brice here it said the case. How do you have it? You sold and bought wine. Then you sold and bought oil. Then you sold and bought fish. Then you sold and bought that. So why does it always say you have to sell it for? If you're telling me now by the peri sheni, the second one, you could just transfer it without selling it. So why does the price say loshen of lokach? So what's the nechnami? It's just I did the tony reisha lokach. Since the first part it said lokach, tony nami safe lokach. It also says the safe also lokach. The nechnami. According to Rav Ashi, the peri sheni everybody holds you can be mechalit derechulin without derechilul without selling it. Somebody has a seller, a coin of Shvius. How does a coin have Kedusha Shvius? Elama, you sold it. The guy that had the apples of Shvius sold it to somebody. So when somebody gave you the seller has Kedusha Shvius. And the guy now wants to buy a suit. And the lacher is, with the money of Shvius, you're not allowed to buy a suit. Because the money has Kedusha Shvius, it has to be used up before the Zman Abir. That means Hanukkah time. If you buy your suit, you're going to use it forever. So, Bazoi, how could you use the money now to buy your suit? Is Tetzad Yasa, what should you do? Yelech Etzachet, let him go to a storekeeper. Rogolet slave, Yoimaloi. Tell the storekeeper like this. Tainli Vesela Peris. I have money here right now. Give me an apple. Give me a dollar's worth of apples. For Nicelin, he gives him the apples. For Chayzav Yoimaloi, he tells the person like this. Harei Peris Alolu. You should know these fruits right now. Nisun Luchab Matonim. Give them to for a present. And then he says to him, I'm also giving you the coin now for a present. And now with the money now, he has a right to do whatever he wants. In other words, the money, the kedusha of the money went off the money onto the peris. So the peris have kedusha shvius. And the money now is chulin, do what you want with it. For hocha here, the peris shenhi. The money now is a perisheni. The money didn't grow on Shemitah. It's only you sold the fruits and got the money for it. So the money is a perisheni. Okatani, and still it says when you want to get the kedusha off the money, what do you have to do? You have to go to the storekeeper and buy the fruits off him. Okatani, derech mekach in. Derech hilulai, smash me here on the money to get the kedusha off the money. You can't just take your own fruits and say you want the kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. That's what it should be according to Rav Ashi. And here it says, no, you have to go to the storekeeper and badafka buy fruits with this money. See, even the pay rishon, even the money, the kedusha could only go off it if you sell it, and that's not derech hilul. So Elo Amar Rav Asher, Rav Asher is like this, the opposite way. Machlokes b'prisheni. Where is the machlokes that Rav Yechanan says you can make derech hilul by prisheni? Avo b'prishon, but the first fruit of perish shviyas that grows on shviyas, the rehako derech nekach in derech hilul loy. Even Rav Yechanan is moida. You could only be poider it if you sell it. When you sell the first fruits of shviyas, then the money gets kedusha, or else you sell it and buy something else. But chilul doesn't help by the first fruit. That it says what chilul ma shviyas demei shviyas dilo teim hochi ma'ase mamish v'oksir v'satak yasi v'decho el demei ma'aser hochinami demei shviyas. The kash was here. It says shviyas has a chilul to it. Now shviyas here poshut meant we saw it meant the peris that grew on shviyas itself. So as mashmi, even the first fruit you can make chilul on. That's the kasher. V'adik toni echad shviyas v'echad ma'aser sheni that has chilul to it. So the kura kasher is mashmi the first fruit that grew on shviyas you could be mechalul onto the animal here. It doesn't say you have to buy the animal. It says clearly mischalulin you could be mechalulit. So there's a kasher mashmi the first fruit itself you could be mechalul. So Gemara says no. This price here talks about echad shviyas. The echad ma'aser sheni doesn't mean the fruit that grew on shviyas itself. Ma shviyas, what does it mean? Shviyas, demei shviyas. It means you already sold the fruits and you have the money. You have perisheni. Dilo teimach, it was exactly say like this. Meiser, meiser mamish. If you want to tell me meiser sheni means the meiser itself, actually, v'aksiv the pasuk says v'tzartu akesav yadecha. Let's say you have meiser sheni that grew. The only way you could be paid your meiser sheni is by taking money. You have to take a money that has coins. The Torah says, "V'tzarato akesi v'dechom." You have to take money and say the gedusha of the ma'aser sheni should go onto the money. So it's not a kasha here. How could you take the ma'aser sheni and say you want the gedusha to go onto an animal? Elu, what do you have to say? We're talking about here. That true. Originally, you took the peris ma'aser sheni and you set it onto money. You want the gedusha to go off the peris, go onto the money. And now the money, now you take onto the peris. That's you could do. El demei ma'aser. His achanami demei shviyas. About here, both cases we're talking about the domim. The ready the chilum, the pei risheni. So that is very good. That Rabbi Yochanan holds the pei risheni, that you could make chilul by pei shviyas. You don't have to have a nekach. But the first pei itself, you could only do it derech nekach, not derech chilul. Start again from that Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph. Again, the last Gemara will say over again, on top, the third line. Omer Rav Ashi, Machlokes b'pri rishon. The Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, if by Peiros Shviyas you could be mechalal to take off the Gedusha, or at least to put the Gedusha onto money, the Machlokes was it only Derech Mekach, if you sell the fruits, so the money you get has Gedusha Shviyas? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even Derech Hilul, even without selling it, just I'm saying you want the Gedusha to go onto the money, it could also go on. So Rashi is saying the Machlokes is by Peiros Rishon, that means the fruit that actually grows on Shviyas. Avol Pri Sheni, that means the actual fruit that grew, you sold already. And you got money instead, so the money now has the Kedusha Shviyas. This money now, the Pri Sheni, is Divrei Hakol, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Hilul. You can take off the Kedusha and put it onto something else, whether you sell it, or the Stam Derech Hilul. On your own, if you have your own fruit, you could say, I want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. You could be Mechalit. That's what Ravashi says. So Gemara asks the question. And Gemara explains now. I had a brice before that brings a raya to Rebbe Lezer that only Mekach helps. Keeps on saying, you sold it, you sold it. Mashm, even the Peiros Shen, even the second Peiros, the second Kedusha of Shriyas, also was only taken off through selling it, through Mekach. So Gemara says, no, either the Tony Reisha Lokach, Tonanami Sefer Lokach. Since the first part of the brice says the word Lokach, the second part also says the word lokach. But really, the peiros sheni is lav dafka if you buy it, even if you stand say zeh, you want the kedusha to go off the peiros onto the money, onto something else, derech chilul, you can also do it. Eisvei Ravin le Ravashi. So Ravin asked the kashna to Ravashi. It says, a case of mishiyesh lo sele shal shviyas. Somebody has money that has kedusha shviyas on it. In other words, you originally sold your peiros shviyas and somebody bought it and gave you money. So the money now has Kedusha Shviyas on it. But the law is you're only allowed to buy something that you could use up before the Zman HaBir, let's say before Hanukkah time. Now, you want to go and buy yourself a coat? Which with Kedusha Shriyas, you can't do that. Because a cholik, a coat, like or a jacket, that stays a long time, even after Zman HaBir. So, because you want to get the Kedusha off this money. How do you do it? Kate said, Yasa, how do you get the Kedusha off the money? So, the Bryce is going to tell you a case of selling, that you have to sell it. So, this is the Kashi, you see, even by Peri Sheni, you can only do it through selling and not through Derech Hillel. So it says, Yelech Eitzel Chendveni Harogel Eitzlei. The Eitzel is, go near a Chendveni, go to a storekeeper that you used to, he knows you, he's your friend, so he'll do this as a favor for you. The Eimeloi, and tell him, Tein li bisela peris. I have a seller now, a dollar's worth. I want a dollar's worth of a fruit. V'noisenloi, and he gives you the fruit. So now it comes out now that since you sold the money, like you bought fruits with it, so the fruit you bought now, that has Kedusha Shriyas, and the Kedusha of the money went off the money. So now, the Chayzev Yoimelo, now you tell the storekeeper, Harei Peres Halalo Nesunim L'chava Matona. You should know, this pound of fruit that I bought of you, the dollar's worth, I want to give it back to you for present. True, it has Kedusha Shriyas on it, so you have to eat it before the Zman HaBir. I want you to take it back as a present. And now the storekeeper will do you a favor, Holocho Sela Zubim Matona. Here you can take the seller back and keep the money I'm giving to you back for a present. So this is the way you get the Kedusha off the money, only by selling, by buying something with it. For the Gemara, here we're talking about the Prisheni. Like this money you had, money doesn't grow. Money is not the Peris Shvias itself. But originally you had a Peris that grew on Shvias, and you sold it and you got the money. The money has Kedusha. That's called the Perisheni. Ugetoni, and still the Brisa says the only way you could do to get the Kedusha off the Peris off the money is only derech mekachin, derech hiloloi, but mashmi, you cannot stam b'mechalul. You can't stam take this money and take fruit you have in your house and say you want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. So the Kasha and Ravashi wanted to say before everybody holds that on the pay Rishani you could take off the Kedusha by stam chilul. So Gemara says, Elo om Ravashi was chayzer. And Ravashi is saying like this now, that machlekes with the machlekes rebelez and Rabbi Yechlin, if you could do a derech hilul or not, is the pre-sheni. The whole machlekes is by the second peri. That's what the machlekes is. Abo the pre-rishen, but the first fruit, the actual fruit that grows on Shemitah, the actual apple that has the Kedushas HaShviyas, that the Rehakel everybody holds. Derech mekach in, derech hilul loy. Then you can only do a derech mekach, you cannot do a derech hilul. That's what the Rashi is chiddush. That the pre-sheni, peri rishen is only mekach and not derech hilul. But then the chnami, peri sheni, that's the machlekes for Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yechanan. So the brayse before, they just did this akimta. By the money, the only way you could get the kedusha off the money is only by selling it. That goes according to Rebbe Elazar shita. That Rebbe Elazar says, even a peri sheni is only derech mekach and not derech hilul. For the Gemara, v'hod diktoni, echad shviyas v'echad maise sheni, my lechur, before we had a raya brayse to Rebbe Elazar. This is to Rebbe Yechanan, that said it is shai chilul on Kedushas of Shvias. But I said before, if you have Shvias, you can be mechalit on behemoths, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, but you can be mechalit. So where it says, my Shvias, what does it mean you have Shvias? It doesn't mean the actual fruits itself that grew on Shvias, but rather the May Shvias. It means like the Pei Risheni. The Pei Risheni, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it could go through their Achilu. The Pei Rishon, the actual fruits that grew on Shvias itself, that you cannot be mechalo, So the Moradila, if you're not going to tell me like this, that the Brice of Shvias is talking about Peri Sheni, and not talking about the Peris Atzmoi, if you want to say not like that, the Brice also says Meiser, that Meiser Sheni also could be Mechalol onto the animals. For the Gemara, Meiser Mamish, if you want to tell me, it's talking about the Meiser, the Peris itself, Meiser Sheni. What Siv, the Posek says, V'tzarto HaKesef Yodecho. When you have the Peris of Meiser Sheni, the only way you can get the Kedusha off it and be Mechalol onto something else, as long as you put it onto money, you have to use money. So how could the Brisa say here, you could take off the Kedusha, Maisa Sheni, and put it onto the animals? Elo Demei Maiser. Avada, we're talking about with original Peris, Maisa Sheni, you are Machal onto money. And now this money, now you can Machal a second time onto animals. So it's talking about the Peris, talking about Demei Maiser, like the second thing. Is Hachinami Demei Shviyas. When the Brisa says you could be Machalol Shviyas, it doesn't mean the actual fruits that grew on Shviyas, but rather it means the Demei Shriyas. There is the Peri Sheni. what you already bought or sold with the original Peir Shvi'is, the money you received, that second degree, that the Mei Shvi'is, that you could be mechal onto something else, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here's a Mishnah Baita. Borishoyne ho yelulov nito b'migdash shiva shiva. Bizman that had the base of Migdash, Midiraisi is supposed to take the lulav, that means the dalad minim, all 7 days on Sukkot. Over Medina, outside the base of Migdash, even in Yerushalayim, Midiraisi, it's only Yom Echad, only the first day. And the Apostle says, Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon. And how do we know in the base of Migdash all 7 days? Shirashi brings down Kedadashin and Bateros Kahanim, Midasamachtem lefnei Hashem ulekechem shivas yomim. You have to be happy in front of Hashem, which means in the base of Migdash, all 7 days means with the Esrog and Luluf. If Olay Big Bull in Zayin Yom, but not outside the base of Migdash, you don't have to do it 7 days, only 1 day. The Mishnah says, though, Misha Chorav Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Hiskin Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai, Shei Luluf Nito B'Medina HaShiva. He made a takono that now, B'Zman HaZeh, we take the Luluf all 7 days, Zeichel HaMikdash, to remember how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though now we don't have a base of Migdash, even though outside Yerushalayim, even outside Chutz Loritz, still we do it 7 days. He made another takona. Yom Hanayif Kulay Osa. Yom Hanayif means like the second day of Pesach when they bring the Minchas Oimer. The Oimer was brought in the base of Migdash to be Mata Chodesh. In other words, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh any new tfu, any new wheat, or the Chamesh Saminim that was grown that year, that was planted after last year. The second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the next year, the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Benisin. So, Meda Takono, that when it comes Tes Zayin Benisin, so the whole day is also. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh until the end of that day, until the beginning of the next day. We'll see in the Gemara if it's a Takono, Midirabonon, or it's a Din Midiraisa. So, Gemara says, first of all, Minolon, the Avdinan, Zech Lamigdish. How do we know we're supposed to do like Vizman HaZeh now, to do the Lul of all 7 days to remember how it was in the Beis HaMikdash? On Rabbi Yechon, the Yomakro, the Postik says, Kiale Arucho Loch, O Mima Koisayich Erpoich, as we after all heal you from all the sicknesses you had, New Mashem, Kinidocho Koru Loch, Tzion Hi, Dorish Einlo. We call it Tzion, but Dorish Einlo, there's nobody to look after Tzion. To make a drush, the Gemara says, Dorish Einlo Michlal Deboy Drisha. So Mashma, though, we do have to look after to see what's doing in Yerushalayim in Tzion by the Beis HaMikdash. Here also now we have to make a zecher remembrance how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he made a second takana, v'shiheyoyim ha'neif. The verse says, my timer. What's the reason he said that Tes Zayin Benisin, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh now until the whole day passes by? Because really, the pshat that the Rashi brings down, that really midiraisa, you're allowed to eat it at the beginning of the morning. Because really the psukim is a stir in the psukim, the Gemara Menachos says, that one posik says, ad etzem ha'yoyim hazeh, until the beginning of the day, until the beginning of Tes Zayin Benisin, Tehainu Hoyer Mizrach, that's the beginning of the day. Because of Echraim, another postik says, Ad Haviyachem, until you bring the Yomer, Mashmah, not at the beginning of the day, but it's totally when you bring the Yomer. Haketzit, how does it come out? That Bizman, the Iko Yomer, Ad Haviyachem. Bizman, we have the base of Migdash, and you have to bring the Yomer, then Midiraisi Nalari Techodesh, until you bring the Korban Hoymer. Well, Vizman the Lekar Oimer, but Vizman is there. We don't have the base of Migdash. There's no Korban Oimer, Ad Etzim. Then until the beginning of the day. So that's the kasha now. Why did they make a gzerah to say, now, after the Korban Abayis, you can't eat Chodesh the whole day, whereas Midiraisa, really, you should be allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day. So Gemarian says, Mehera Yivna Beis HaMikdash. We have to be afraid that right away soon, the third Beis HaMikdash will be here. The Yomer people will say, Ishtakad miloyachal nubeher mizruch. When it come now, Tes Zayin Benisin, people will think that we're allowed to eat the Chodesh at the beginning of the day. Just like last year, we ate Chodesh at the beginning of the day. Is Hashtanami Nechol. This year also, even though now we have the Beis HaMikdash, we'll also eat the Omer, the Chodesh, at the beginning of the day. Although the Yinu Layad, these people did not know the Ishtakad last year. The Layhevi Beis HaMikdash, we did not have the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Mizrach, Heter, they're true, then they had a right to do it. So, Hey, Mizrach, the beginning of the day, that's Mata them teeth the new Chodesh. Of a hash to the Ika Beis HaMikdash, but this year now, that we have the third Beis HaMikdash, Oimer Mater, you know what's Mater? They're bringing the Korban Oimer, so they're not allowed to eat the Chodesh in the morning, they have to wait until they bring the Oimer. So therefore, Mishum Egzera, that people should not come to eat early in the morning, and made a takana of the whole churban, now we can't eat the whole day either. For the Gemara, though, the Ivna Amos, what are you afraid of? When will the third Beis Hamikdash be built? Ilema the Ivna Beshisa, so if you want to say it'll be built on the 16th day of Nisan, for the Gemara, Harei Hitter Hei Mizrach, it comes out at the beginning in the morning, when we did not have the Beis Hamikdash yet, so that's the time that the beginning of the day is Matir Ladit Chodesh. So once you have the Heti, you're allowed to eat Chodesh from the beginning of the day, even if later on in the day the Beis Hamikdash will be built, the Yisr won't come back anymore. You already had the Heti, it was ready Mutti, you're allowed to eat it from the beginning of the day. Eli, you have to tell me we're afraid now, the Ivnei B'chameser. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built on Pesach itself, on the 15th day of Nisan. For the Gemara, if that's true, Mechatzois Hayoim Ulahalon Tishdori, it should be Mutti then teeth even now, B'shas HaChurban, after Chatzais HaYoyim. Like what do you, Rabbi Yechidim Azakeh, say the whole Yoyim HaNeif, the whole 16th day, is also teeth? Of course, you're afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the 15th day of Nisan. If the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 15th day of Nisan on Pesach, then by the next day, like they have enough time to bring the Yoyimer, and for sure the Kahanim will bring the Yoyimer by Chatzais HaYoyim. So if you tell us now you have to wait till Chatzais HaYoyim, there can't come out to be any Xeris. Because even on this man, there will be the Beis HaMikdash, by Chatzais HaYoyim, for sure the Kahanim will have already brought the Yoyimer. To Atanan, we learned like this. Harachaykin, what about even this man to have the Beis HaMikdash? So true, it comes the second day of Pesach now, the day to bring the Korban Yoyimer. And as soon as they brought the Yoyimer, then you're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. Now what's going to be Harachaykin? The people that are far away from Yerushalayim, they don't know exactly at what time of the day did the Kahanim bring the Korban Yoyimer. So when are they allowed to start eating the Chodesh? So it says there, Mutorin Mechatzai Siyam Al Halam. From after midday, from Chatzai Siyam, they're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. Why? Because Bezdin are not Mitzatlim Boy. They don't take it easy. They're not lazy about this. They make sure to bring the Korban Yoyimer at the right time. So therefore, for sure, by Chatzai Siyam, they brought the Korban Yoyimer. So what are you telling me now? You're afraid now, Bezman Achurban, not eat that day, because maybe the Bezdin will be here. And they'll eat before they're allowed to. So it's enough to make the Gzera not eat up until midday, up until Chatzai Siyam. Because even Bezman, they have the Beis HaMikdash, for sure, when it becomes midday, it'll be mutter for them to eat. Because by that time, the Kahanim for sure already brought the Yoyimer. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, you know what we're talking about? We only need it for this case. The Ivni Balayla, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the night, let's say, of Mitzvah Pesach, the night of the 15th going into the 16th day, Inam Yirel's Samach L'Shkiyas Achama, on the first day Pesach itself, right near Shki at the end of the day, that's when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Rashi explains that it takes a long time till you get the Yoyimer ready. You have to first cut the wheat, and you have to dry it out, and you have to grind it up, and you have to be menapa, you have to sieve it out 13 different times. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is first built on that night, or even right at the end of yesterday, so there's not enough time to bring the Yoyimer until maybe the end of the day. So you have to be afraid, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will first come here the night of the 16th, so they won't be able to bring the Yoyimer Mamash until the end of the day. So if you tell me now throughout the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day, or even until Chatzos, you have to be afraid this Gezerah, there may be one year when the Beis HaMikdash will come, it'll come at that night time, or right at the end of the first day Pesach. So it'll take a long time until you can bring the Yoyimer the next day, that it won't be ready till the end of the day. So therefore, Mishum, this Gezerah, we say all along, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So Rashi brings down, even though the Gemara in Shavuah says, that ain't Binyan Beis HaMikdash Valayla, and who are then the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deich HaShabbos Yom Tov. So how can it say here that maybe it will be built, the third Beis HaMikdash, on Pesach itself? So Rashi brings down, that's only going on the first two Beis HaMikdashes, that we had to build it. It was built by the Yodim. Avo Mikdash Osid, Shonu Mitzapin, Bonoi Umesuch Lalhu, Yiglo V'yavim Yishamayim. It's already built, the third Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem will just bring it down in Hashamayim. Shenemar Mikdash Hashem Kanunu Yodecho. So since the third Beis HaMikdash does not have to be built by the Yodim, but it's built by the Shemayim, it'll just come down, then there's no questions. It could even come down on Yom Tov itself, and even at night time also. So that's what we're afraid about. So far we're learning Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says the Gzeira, that midiraisa true now, but after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat the Chodesh really at the beginning of the day. because Heya Mizrach is Matir. It's only Gzeir, we're afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and they won't have enough time to bring the Yom until the end of the day, and then you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So we make Gzeir all the years, you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. Now the Gemara is a little bit different. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a little bit different. He says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi explained, even though Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud, it means to say oisa shita shay Rabbi Yehuda shohayed mi Talmidei Talmidov Dorish Achrav Dorish Gam Hu Biyama. The same way his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda darshan at his times. This is the pshat real in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also. That what? The Yoma that Rabbi Yehuda says, min ha-toyra hu osam. That you should know the whole 16th day. This man, we don't have a base to midrash, it's also teach chodesh the whole day. It's only mutter at the end of the day. Why? Because the pasuk says, ad eksem ha-yoyim hazeh. You have to wait until